and it falls into two sections, the longer one dealing with the engagement of the cast and needs only the barest outline here. The second portion, to which Mozart's music is incidental, deserves longer treatment. After the overture, Frank, assisted by Buff, already engaged, interviews a number of actors and actresses, samples their talents, and discusses fees. And then it becomes the turn of the singers. They come in one at a time, or sometimes two at a time, dueling with each other vocally. After a further dispute about pay, they agree to settle their differences. In a concluding number, the two sopranos and Vogelsang are joined by Buff, who turns out to be a bass singer. The quartet proclaims that while all artists seek recognition, selfish ambition devalues even the finest. Let's take a listen to Mozart's Impresario now, which again is happening up at Steamboat Springs Opera on March 21st. Buff is sung by Clifford Grant, Monsieur Vogelsang, a singer, sung by Anthony Rolf Johnson. Madame Hertz, a singer, is sung by Ruth Velting. Mademoiselle Silberklang, another singer, sung by Ileana Kotrubash, the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir Colin Davis, on KGNU's Opera Box.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mozart's shortest opera, if you can call it that, the Impresario. And this performance featured Buff, sung by Clifford Grant, Monsieur Vogelsang, a singer, sung by Anthony Rolf Johnson, Madame Herz, another singer, sung by Ruth Welting, and Mademoiselle Silberklang, another singer, sung by Ileana Kotrubash, with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir Colin Davis. About 23 minutes worth of music in there, and some incredible music, and I am amazed that Steamboat Springs Opera is putting it on, certainly not because of its length or complexity, but just what kind of singers are they going to have to find to be able to sing some of that. It's going to be pretty amazing up there. The 21st of March is when the Steamboat Springs Opera is putting that on. I'm Chris Moore. This is Opera Box at 7:24 p.m., and we are going to jump right into just some highlights now, some excerpts from another opera that Mozart wrote. This is an unfinished opera, so this one, it will go on. It'll take us up to the 8 o'clock hour at least, but Zaid is an opera that was written, and for some reason, I guess his sponsors weren't going to pay him or whatever happened here, but he never did finish the work. Let's listen to Edith Mathis singing the role of Zaid, Peter Schreier as Gomatz, Ingvar Wixell as Alazim, Werner Horweg as Sultan Soliman, Rainer Suess as Osmin, Armin Oud as the first slave, and then three other slaves, Joachim Voigt, Wolfgang Wagner, and Günter Koch. This is the Staatskapelle Berlin. Walter Vai plays the oboe. Bernard Klee is our director. Thank you.
uns lustig sein, trotz der Packer in der Schwerden, denn es ist der Flut auf Erden, jeder Mensch hat seine Pein. Lasst uns singen, lasst uns lachen, kann man's doch nicht anders machen, Welt und Not ist einerlei, keiner bleibt von Plagen frei. Lasst uns singen, lasst uns lachen, kann man's doch nicht anders machen, Welt und Not ist einerlei, keiner bleibt von Plagen frei.
Unerforschliche Fügung. Du vermengest mich unter diese heillosen Verbrecher. Unter sie, die durch Missetaten sich selbst ihre verdiente Fessel geschmiedet haben, mich Schuldlosen unter sie? Ach! Warum gibst du mir nicht auch ein Herz wie das ihrige? Hart wie der Stein, den sie mühsam zersplittern. Entsetzlich! Fühllos bei der strengsten Arbeit jauchzen sie noch laut ihren Unsinn. Das erwartete Zeichen zur Erholungsstunde machet sie munter. Und mich, mich Armseligen, mich flieht alle Heiterkeit. Vom Morgen bis zum Abend, vom Abend bis zum Morgen. Jeder Balsam ist unwirksam für die Wunden meiner Seele. Ich erschrecke vielmehr vor diesem Zeichen. Der Stillstand der geschäftigen Anstrengung meiner Glieder verursacht mir die erneuerte Erkenntnis meines vergangenen und künftigen Jammers. Wer? Wie entkräftet fühle ich mich am ganzen Körper, wie entkräftet am ganzen Gemüte. Oh, möchte mir nur ein kurzer Schlummer gelingen. Nur ein kurzer, milde Schickung. Ich will es versuchen. umsonst. Er kommt nicht, der seltene Gast der Unglücklichen, der sanfte Schlaf. Jeden Atemzug begleitet ein schwerer Seufzer, so wie im empörten Ozean der brausende Sturm jede Welle. Und dennoch weiß ich kein anderes Labsal für meine Qualen. Ich will es noch mal versuchen. O komm, du Tröster der Müden, Anverwandter des stillen Todes. Komm, verdecke mir mit deinen wohltätigen Flügeln mein immer wachsendes Elend. Wie wird mir? So jählings verlässt mich alle Lebhaftigkeit. Ist das Schlummer oder Ohnmacht? Einerlei. Ohnmacht oder Schlummer. Beide willkommen.
Noch nie war mir vergönnt, ihn bei der Nähe zu erblicken. Grausames Schicksal, das ihn in diese Fesseln warf. Nach der Farbe des Gesichts und nach der Zierde seiner Hände scheint er ein Europäer zu sein. Am Ende gar aus meiner Heimat. Wie gern würde ich ihn wecken. Doch vielleicht ist dieser Schlaf sein Bestes, was er hier genießet. Nein, ich will ihn nicht aufwecken. Ich will ihm seine Sklaverei mit diesen Juwelen und mit meinem Bild versüßen.
Thank you. So gut habe ich noch nie geschlafen und noch nie hat mir so angenehm geträumt. Aber noch sehe ich mich von meinen Fesseln umgeben. Grausam hat mich mein Traum betrogen. Doch was ist das? Was für kostbare Juwelen? Und was für ein liebenswürdiges Bild ist dies?
Rasse Schicksal wüte immer, Rasse Schicksal wüte immer, dieser Schild trotz deiner Wut, dieser Schild trotz deiner Wut, trotz deiner Wut. Deine Schläge fürcht ich nimmer, nein, fürcht ich nimmer, dieses Bild macht alles gut, dieses Bild macht alles gut. Rasse Schicksal wüte immer, dieses Schild trotz deiner Wut, deine Schläge fürcht ich nimmer, fürcht ich nimmer, nein.
Nichtswürdiger Sklave, du unterstehst dich, der Favoritin des Sultans diese Kleinodien und Kostbarkeiten zu entwenden?
Großmächtigste Fürstin, ich bitte fußfällig um Verzeihung, aber hier schlief ich und als ich erwachte, fand ich sie in meinem Schoß.
Wie? Du wagst es noch, dich zu entschuldigen?
Ich bin unschuldig, also bedarf es keiner Entschuldigung. Mit aller Ehrerbietigkeit will ich's an seine rechtmäßige Besitzerin zurückgeben. Alles. Bis auf dies Bildnis.
Bis auf das Bildnis? Was ist dir daran gelegen?
Die Glückseligkeit meines ganzen Lebens.
Kennst du das Original?
Nein, große Fürstin. Aber das Bild sagt mir, dass es die tugendhafteste und edelmütigste Dame in der Welt sein muss, für die ich bereit wäre, aus Liebe zu sterben.
Welch schöne Seele lebt in diesem Sklaven. Ich kann mich unmöglich länger verstellen. Du willst für diese Dame sterben? So sieh mich hier zu deinen Füßen, liebster Sklav. Sieh das Original des Bildes, für das du sterben willst. Ich bin Zaide, die dir schon viel tausend Seufzer zugeschickt und die dich zärtlich und unaufhörlich liebt. Die Fessel, die du trägst, die hat auch mir das Schicksal angeworfen. O Gommat, sei darauf bedacht, dass wir entweder miteinander frei leben oder als Sklaven sterben mögen.
Angebetete Zaide, ich werde bedacht sein, dich und mich zu retten und aus den Händen des Tyrannen zu befreien.
Glückseliger, du wagst es, des Sultans Favoritin zu entführen? Weißt du nicht, dass ein grausamer Tod auf dich wartet? Ich habe Befehl, weit geringere Verbrecher niederzusäbeln.
Herr, du bist ein Sklav, sowohl wie ich. Nur das Glück hat dich zu meinem Herrn gemacht.
That takes us almost up to 8 o'clock, and we played excerpts from Mozart's opera Zaide, an unfinished opera, really from the middle or the height of his career, and not quite clear exactly why this opera was never completed, but it wasn't, and we didn't even get to hear the incomplete version here. We got to hear some of it. Zaide was sung by Edith Mathis. Gomatz was sung by Peter Schreier. Alatsim, sung by Ingvar Witzel. Sultan Soliman, sung by Werner Horweg. Osmin, sung by Rainer Süss. And our slaves included Armin Ud, Joachim Vogt, Wolfgang Wagner, and Günter Koch. With the Staatskapelle Berlin, Walter Y was playing the oboe in a lot of those beautiful solos you heard. Bernard Klee conducted the entire affair, bringing us up to about 2.5 minutes before 8 o'clock. We are KGNU, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM in Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins. Thanks for listening tonight. I'm Chris Moore, and next week we're going to be hearing some glorious operatic duets of Luciano Pavarotti and Joan Sutherland, two of the great singers of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, joining forces to really just blow your ears out. It's going to be a beautiful time. I want to mention a few of the things that are happening in the world of opera. Steamboat Springs Opera, as I mentioned before, doing Mozart's Impresario on the 21st of March. Bluebeard's Castle is part of the Denver Immersive Opera. This is a truly unique opportunity. Bluebeard's Castle is a very, very creepy opera with women, several wives, several ex-wives, and a new wife that Bluebeard is not kind to them. They don't exactly die, but they are left enslaved in his castle, and she discovers this to her great, great horror. And this immersive opera is taking place on March 22nd from 7 until 8 p.m. So look at Denver Immersive Opera and check that out if you want to hear something and experience something truly unique, because you get a lot closer. The singers are right there with you, with the audience members. Then, just for pure fun, you may want to see Disenchanted through March 31st at the BDT Stage here in Boulder. Just go to bdtstage.com and get ticket information for that musical. It's fairy tales, but it's not really for kids. It's what happens. It's not really exactly happily ever after, to say the least. You get to see what happens to all the fairy tale characters later on in their marriage. And then in April, the Motones versus the Jerseys, some really, really great singing, and you get to vote on which singers you like the best. So those are two things happening again at the BDT Stage. It's about 30 seconds before 8 o'clock right now, and so that just about brings us up to, I'd say, close enough to our next classical music show now, a Classic Monday taking place every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. I'm Chris Moore, continuing to host for both of these programs. So we are going to start with a work that was, a lot of people don't know this, it's a very, very popular work, but it was commissioned actually by Adolf Hitler to prove that there was musical culture happening in Germany back in the Middle Ages, when Germany was not one of the great centers of culture. Certainly France was, and definitely Italy was, because of the location of the Catholic Church. But the defrocked monks, called the Galliards, would run around from town to town and sing songs of the joys of the flesh, and they were violently suppressed by the Catholic Church in the country that is now Germany. And their music, first we heard their poetry, and we got to find their poetry when they found a Benedictine monastery that needed some repairs, and they had to gut the walls, and then here all of a sudden is all this poetry. Karl Orff then set these poems to music with a vast orchestra, chorus, and solo singers, and these poems were really, really popular in the 1930s and 1940s when this work came out, and has remained very, very popular ever since. And then, miraculously enough, another monastery had to be gutted. Some of the walls had to be taken out to repair it and keep it in good condition so that the walls wouldn't just collapse. And they found some of the actual music of the Galliards in this other monastery. And lo and behold, Karl Orff had actually written and composed himself some of the melodies that had been buried in the walls of this second monastery that wasn't even discovered until after he wrote this music. Let's listen to now to Carmina Burana by Karl Orff, beginning with the great chorus O Fortuna, or O Fortune. Lucia Popp is our soprano. Gerhard Unger is our tenor. Raymond Wolanski, our baritone. John Noble, baritone. The New Philharmonia Chorus. The Wandsworth School Boys Choir. The New Philharmonia Orchestra. That's a lot of people. All under the watchful baton of Rafael Frubeck de Burgos on KGNU.